Monday, April 29th, Liturgy of the Hours, Morning Prayer. Today we celebrate the memorial of St. Catherine of Siena, Virgin and Doctor. St. Catherine was born in Siena in 1347. While still a young girl, she sought the way of perfection and entered the Third Order of St. Dominic. On fire with love of God and neighbor, she established peace and a concord between cities, vigorously sought for the rights and freedom of the Roman pontiff, and promoted the renewal of religious life. She also composed works of doctrine and spiritual inspiration. She died in the year 1380. Let's pray in the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Amen. Lord, open my lips, and my mouth will proclaim your praise. We'll begin with the invitatory antiphon, "The Lord is risen, Alleluia." Psalm 95, "Come, let us sing to the Lord and shout with joy to the rock who saves us. Let us approach him with praise and thanksgiving and sing joyful songs to the Lord. The Lord is God, the mighty God, the great King over all the gods. He holds in his hands the depths of the earth and the highest mountains as well. He made the sea, it belongs to him, the dry land too, for it was formed by his hands. Come then, let us bow down and worship, bending the knee before the Lord our Maker. For he is our God and we are his people, the flock he shepherds. Today, listen to the voice of the Lord. Do not grow stubborn as your fathers did in the wilderness, when at Meribah and Massah they challenged me and provoked me, although they had seen all of my works. 40 years I endured that generation. I said, they are a people whose hearts go astray, and they do not know my ways. So I swore in my anger, they shall not enter into my rest. Glory to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit, as it was in the beginning, is now, and will be forever. Amen. Alleluia. Repeating the antiphon, "The Lord is risen. Alleluia." In our morning prayer hymn, "Rise up, O men of God, have done with lesser things, give heart and soul and mind and strength to serve the King of Kings. Rise up, O men of God, his kingdom tarries long, bring in the day of brotherhood and end the night of wrong. Rise up, O men of God, the church for you does wait, send forth to serve the needs of men, in Christ our strength is great. Lift high the cross of Christ, tread where his feet have trod, as brothers of the Son of Man, rise up, O man of God, men of God." And now the psalmody, beginning with the antiphon. "All those who love your name will rejoice in you. Alleluia." Psalm 5. "To my words give ear, O Lord, give heed to my groaning. Attend to the sound of my cries, my King and my God. It is you whom I invoke, O Lord. In the morning you hear me. In the morning I offer you my prayer, watching and waiting. You are no God who loves evil, no sinner is your guest. The boastful shall not stand their ground before your face. You hate all who do evil, you destroy all who lie. The deceitful and bloodthirsty man the Lord detests. But I, through the greatness of your love, have access to your house. I bow down before your holy temple, filled with awe. Lead me, Lord, in your justice because of those who lie in wait. Make clear your way before me. No truth can be found in their mouths, their heart is all mischief. Their throat a wide open grave, all honey their speech. All those you protect shall be glad and ring out their joy. You shelter them, in you they rejoice, those who love your name. It is you who bless the just man, Lord. You surround him with favor as with a shield. Glory to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit, as it was in the beginning, is now, and will be forever. Amen." In psalm prayer, "Lord, all justice and goodness come from you. You hate evil and abhor lies. Lead us, your servants, in the path of your justice, so that all who hope in you may rejoice with the church and in Christ." And repeating the antiphon, "All those who love your name will rejoice in you. Alleluia." And the second antiphon, "Yours is the kingdom, Lord, and yours the primacy over all the rulers of the earth. Alleluia." First Chronicles chapter 29. "Blessed may you be, O Lord, God of Israel, our Father, from eternity to eternity. Yours, O Lord, are grandeur and power, majesty, splendor, and glory. For all in heaven and on earth is yours. Yours, O Lord, is the sovereignty. You are exalted as head over all. Riches and honor are from you, and you have dominion over all. In your hands are power and might. It is yours to give grandeur and strength to all. Therefore, our God, we give you thanks, and we praise the majesty of your name. Glory to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit, as it was in the beginning, is now, and will be forever. Amen." And repeating the antiphon, "Yours is the kingdom, Lord, and yours the primacy over all the rulers of the earth. Alleluia." And the third antiphon, The Lord is enthroned as King forever. Alleluia. Psalm 29. O give the Lord, you sons of God, give the Lord glory and power. Give the Lord the glory of his name. Adore the Lord in his holy court. The Lord's voice resounding on the waters, the Lord on the immensity of waters, the voice of the Lord full of power, the voice of the Lord full of splendor. The Lord's voice shattering the cedars, the Lord shatters the cedars of Lebanon. He makes Lebanon leap like a calf and siren like a young wild ox. The Lord's voice flashes flames of fire, the Lord's voice shaking the wilderness. The Lord shakes the wilderness of Kadesh, the Lord's voice rendering the oak tree and stripping the forest bare. The God of glory thunders. In his temple they all cry, glory. The Lord sat enthroned over the flood. The Lord sits as king forever. The Lord will give strength to his people. The Lord will bless his people with peace. Glory to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit, as it was in the beginning, is now, and will be forever. Amen. And the psalm prayer, you live forever, Lord and King. All things of the earth justly sing your glory and honor. Strengthen your people against evil, that we may rejoice in your peace and trust in your eternal promise. And repeating the antiphon, the Lord is enthroned as King forever. Alleluia. And our reading is from Wisdom, chapter 7, verses 13 through 14. Simply I learned about wisdom, and ungrudgingly do I share her riches I do not hide away. For to men she is an unfailing treasure. Those who gain this treasure win the friendship of God, to whom the gifts they have from discipline commend them. And the responsory, let the peoples proclaim the wisdom of the saints. Alleluia, alleluia. Let the peoples proclaim the wisdom of the saints. Alleluia, alleluia. With joyful praise let the church tell forth. Alleluia, alleluia. Glory to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit. Let the peoples proclaim the wisdom of the saints. Alleluia, alleluia. And the Canticle of Zechariah, beginning with the antiphon. The Holy Virgin Catherine steadfastly begged the Lord to restore peace to his holy church. Alleluia. And the Canticle of Zechariah can be found in Luke chapter 1, verses 68 through 79. Blessed be the Lord, the God of Israel. He has come to his people and set them free. He has raised up for us a mighty Savior, born of the house of his servant David. Through his holy prophets, he promised of old that he would save us from our enemies, from the hands of all who hate us. He promised to show mercy to our fathers and to remember his holy covenant. This was the oath he swore to our father Abraham, to set us free from the hands of our enemies, free to worship him without fear, holy and righteous in his sight all the days of our life. You, my child, shall be called the prophet of the Most High, for you will go before the Lord to prepare his way, to give his people knowledge of salvation by the forgiveness of their sins. In the tender compassion of our God, the dawn from on high shall break upon us, to shine on those who dwell in darkness and the shadow of death, and to guide our feet into the way of peace. Glory to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit, as it was in the beginning, is now, and will be forever. Amen. Repeating the antiphon for the Canticle of Zechariah, the Holy Virgin Catherine steadfastly begged the Lord to restore peace to his holy church. Alleluia. And our intercessions. Christ is the spouse and crown and glory of virgins. Let us praise him with joy in our voices and pray to him with sincerity in our hearts, saying, Jesus, crown of virgins, hear us. Christ, the holy virgins loved you as their one true spouse. Grant that nothing may separate us from your love. Jesus, crown of virgins, hear us. You crown Mary, your mother, queen of virgins. Through her intercession, let us continually serve you with pure hearts. Jesus, crown of virgins, hear us. Your handmaids were always careful to love you with whole and undivided attention, that they might be holy in body and spirit. Through their intercession, grant that the lure of this passing world may not distract our attention from you. Lord, crown of virgins, hear us. Lord Jesus, you are the spouse whose coming was anticipated by the wise virgins. Grant that we may wait for you in hope and expectation. Lord, crown of virgins, hear us. Through the intercession of St. Catherine, who was one of the wise and prudent virgins, grant us wisdom and innocence of life. Jesus, crown of virgins, hear us. Gathering all of our praise and prayer into one, let's say together in Our Father. Our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. Amen. And our concluding prayer, let's pray. Father, in meditating on the sufferings of your Son and in serving your church, St. Catherine was filled with the fervor of your love. By her prayers, may we share in the mystery of Christ's death and rejoice in the revelation of his glory. For he lives and reigns with you in the Holy Spirit, one God forever and ever. Amen. May the Lord bless us, protect us from all evil, and bring us to everlasting life. Amen. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Amen.